I usually get.
We have a guest speaker.
Huh?
We have a guest.
Yes, we do. Hey, Brian. You're, guess what?
What?
You're our first guest on Fireside Chats.
Hey.
So, say hello to America, bro.
Hi, America.
Why are you going to be exclusive like that? Who knows where our listeners could be?
Oh, you're right. Sorry, around the world, my fault, I'm racist. Go ahead.
Hey, why are you going to be exclusive like that?
Dude, I'm just trying, okay? I'm not perfect. What do you want? What do you want?
Where do you think our listeners could be?
Could be anybody.
Excuse me.
But, that's Brian. Good man. But, yeah, I heard of Butterbeer.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've never partaken.
I mean, it's not great, but like...
I don't drink, so...
Oh, good. but I usually get like a Butterbeer...
That's what Emily Basie gets. I heard she puts those suckers down, bro.
Oh, yeah. She's like her and Beamer are, like, on it, like, borderline addicts.
Yeah. Oh, no. Beamer's full-blown, bro. She's a crackhead for coffee.
She talks about it like it's crack, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
She twitches about it like it's crack.
I need my coffee. It's fine. It don't look like it's fine.
Brian, what's your take?
On what?
If you're gonna be on the show, you gotta be paying attention.
Yeah.
No, I'm just here for the entertainment.
Fair enough.
By the way, make sure you just gotta eat that mic, man. You gotta eat that mic. So just gotta eat that mic. No problem. That's good audio.
That was just in Brian's mouth, if you were wondering.
We don't have video yet. We're working on videos.
Yeah, we'll eventually be there. Oh, so when are we going to get started on all our bands?
Oh, bro, it's easy. You start, like, we can start writing tonight for, like, different genres, though. So, like,
okay.
Rock's easy. I mean, it's just, like, you talk about love.
Talk about party.
Yeah. Or you talk about Johnny who worked on the docks. That's like the three.
That is literally the three options. There are no other options. Yeah.
Brian, you got any ideas?
No.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Deal.
Country, I mean, that's super easy. You got like, what?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Beer.
Beer.
Tractors.
Dirt roads.
Yeah, and then also deer and beer. Rhyme really well.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is a great country combo, which also rhymes really well.
That's a good album.
Unintentional.
Rhyme. Yeah. That's good. We got that. I mean, rap, you talk about...
Women,
definitely. You gotta talk about the club.
Money,
yeah.
And then drugs.
Okay, yeah. It's modern day rap right there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here.
Yeah. Zan's from a man's. So.
Amen, hallelujah.
So I got that, and then jazz would be fun because I need like a saxophone.
Yeah, and you just talk about saxophones.
Yeah, like doopy doopy saxophone, well doopy. So that's just you kind of scat with that one.
Scat it out.
It's really here, like it's heart.
Yeah, it's all here.
Yeah, so that's easy. And then you got like, ooh, you can do like a you can do like a pop punk band. Like some Green Day, like some Blink-182 stuff.
Yeah, so, you just have to talk about Ocean Avenue.
Ooh, yeah.
What else do you talk about?
Talk about high school.
Talk about high school.
A lot.
A lot of high school. Just some angst.
Yeah.
Built up angst.
Like a prom.
Fair. Prom dance. Is very high, yeah. High school-esque. Yeah. Maybe the occasional backyard bash.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, you have to talk about like a girlfriend. Who used to date was like, and like the relationship was super good, but then like it kind of just went south.
Yeah,
like
something went south.
Yeah, like that one song, like da 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 da.
Oh right.
Yeah, yeah. Just and there's plenty of those like that.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of songs like that. They go da da da.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you got that. You got.
Should we do blues? We delve into that one.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
It could be fun.
Talk about shoes. And just other clothing.
Blue suede shoes.
Exactly. You talk, of course, you gotta talk about like the, like, it's like, since it's blues, you gotta talk about like the one that got away. I mean,
of course, always.
Yeah. Get that. Let's see. Ooh, reggae would be fun.
Mmm.
That's a really
yeah.
Kind of a tough cookie to crack, but
it is fun. Truly. Truly.
Truly.
Truly.
Gosh. Yeah. That'd be good.
Most assuredly.
Trying to think of other good genres, bro. Ooh, you can just make a straight up pop album. Or just pop mm-hmm. hit.
Some Maroon 5 stuff.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Some high tune. Maybe a guitar solo somewhere in there.
That'd be good.
But it's gotta be like acoustic. It can't be like too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's in there. That's fun. Yeah. R&B. Ooh, duh. Gosh, am I so stupid?
How could we forget?
Yeah. R&B, of course, man. R&B's good stuff. Always need that R&B. You got like. A lot of baby making music, to be honest.
True.
Yeah, so
that's
fair. Might get a little awkward writing it, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
you just gotta get up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get it on.
Uh huh. Ah, baby.
The writing.
Yes. The writing. Get it on. Yeah. I think Brian's mad at me because I stuck that phone in his mouth on accident. But
okay. I think Brian's mad at you that you're better than him at Call of Duty.
Honestly, today I was absolute trash.
Yeah, actually, I think Brian's better than you.
That's fair, honestly. It's wrong, but it's fair.
Yeah. Well. we'll test that sometime.
Sure. Dude, how's your day?
It was good, I guess. I don't remember most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had class this morning, yeah. Okay, I went to class. I went to the library. And I had the meeting.
Mm.
And then
meeting.
I went to class again. And then I went to the gym. And then I was like, I don't want to be at the gym. So I left the gym.
Fair enough.
Without doing anything. Just walked in, not feeling it, walked out. And I came home. I went to Taco Bell.
Oh, nice.
With Keegan.
Nice.
And then, they're having the fundraiser thing for the PE club.
Oh, yeah.
And so I worked at Pizza Ranch for like 4 hours.
You're a saint.
I'm a new, like, best employee there.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. Although, at the end, I did get to, like, do some, like, ghost busting.
What do you mean?
They had this sweet vacuum backpack.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wear that and vacuum, like, most of the store because nobody else wanted to help.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, there was ups and downs, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, not all bad.
Not bad.
How was your day?
I feel solid. Like, I had a class in the morning... like, I got up, did some dishes, did some other stuff. I worked on, like, this thing for a youth group, so, like, mm-hmm. my kids want to learn about racism.
Okay.
But on, like, not in, like, the bad way, but, like, in the good way, you know what I mean? So.
So, like, how to be racist?
No, like, the opposite of that.
Oh, so that would be the bad way.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, that was fun, you know. Well, we'll get
Are
to that
all
later.
Your kids white?
Yeah. So.
Is there a black person in?
Bedford?
In Bedford?
There's one black family, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met him?
No. No.
You related?
No, probably not.
Is that racist?
Nah, bro. You good.
Do you like cookouts?
Probably.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Like barbecue?
Of course.
Yeah, so I was working on that for a little bit, and then went to class. It's extremely boring. I left 15 minutes early.
What, you left early?
Yeah.
You just walked out?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was one of those situations where, like, so our teacher was like, hey, so find a partner and work on some stuff. And I was talking, it's, you know, Tyler? Tyler Meinert?
No.
He's just, he's a communication guy. Pretty chill guy. Likes boogie with a hoodie. We kind of bonded a little bit over that.
Of course.
And so he was my partner. And I was like, hey, man, how about I just send you some questions later? He's like, honestly, I don't care. And I was like, okay. So I just packed my bags and left.
It's a bold strategy. Another power play.
Thank you. Well, man, I just, like, it's college. Like, you better let me do what I want to a certain extent. So
you're not wrong.
I mean, yeah.
That's fair.
And so left that class, had that meeting. Good,
right.
Good meeting.
Yep.
And then played basketball with Brian. We played like 4 games. I don't know about him, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of that, and Brian was very red-faced.
It
looked tired.
It was, they,
and you were with sweat.
Oh, yeah. It was good work, man.
Quite a lot of it.
It's a lot of good work.
See, while you're doing that, I was in class, and then I passed on going to the gym. So that was what I did.
Yeah. So we did that, and then I had a 3 o'clock class. I stayed for only 45 minutes when the class is an hour 15.
Wait, so you left early on both classes
yes,
today?
Yes, yeah.
Bold strategy.
Thank you, thank you. Well, my second class with Dr. Katzian. So,
so that's a power play in and of itself.
Yeah, I told him, hey, I'm going to leave early. He's like, what? I was like, last time I'm going to leave early. He's like, all right.
You told him last time? You realize it's not the last time?
I know.
Oh, shame on you.
It'd be right. It was actually kind of funny. I left it in the middle of a presentation that some girls were doing. And I just picked my bags and left. And she, one of the girls that was presenting was like, okay, bye. And I was like, see ya.
So I'm hoping that they were at the front of the room where the door was.
Yes, absolutely.
And you walked up towards them and then passed them and out the door right next to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, probably made them feel awkward and feel like worthless.
I hope so.
Yeah, they're all right. They're strong.
Oh, sure.
So that was fun. And then
if you can't deal with that, like,
yeah,
you need to be able to learn how to deal with that.
Exactly. So. Heat kitchen. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm in.
So then I had another meeting, that life group leader meeting. And gosh, what else? Went to youth group, talked about some racism. Oh, dude, it was funny, though.
So what did you talk, what exactly does that entail?
Okay, so I basically, like, I try to keep it, like, pretty succinct with them, just because, like, they don't like to pay attention. But, like, I talked about, like, hey, like, one, like, Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, and love even
and
though.
And they're like, but we're from Bedford, our neighbors are white.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, you guys, we gotta love our neighbor, though, I kind of brought up the story of the Good Samaritan. I also talked about the fact that, like, hey, yeah, sure, like, you might not see yourself as racist, which is, you know, good, but...
it's a good thing to start.
But, like, we're all... Like,
you see yourself as racist, you're probably at a loss.
But we're all corrupt, like, here, like, in the heart, and so we gotta realize that about ourselves and have grace for other people. And then I talked about how we should, like, as Christians, are essentially called to be heaven on earth to people. Because that's what Jesus was. He brought heaven to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay. But cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. But yeah, so I showed them this video I found where it's like, it's like, it literally, like, describes, like, okay, here's heaven and earth. Here's kind of, like, what sin does. But here's what Jesus did to, like...
You have a TV? You have a TV in Bedford?
Yeah, but I just do it off my computer. But a TV would probably be better if I had the right cords. So that's a good idea.
I'm just surprised you had a TV.
Oh, yeah, it's like a fat flat screen, honestly.
Really?
Like, it's way above our pay grade.
Really?
It makes no sense why we have it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I figured you were showing them off your phone.
Hey, guys.
Gather around the campfire, okay? Let Grandpa show you something.
So, I hope they got something out of that, because, like, Yeah, so.
I mean, if they asked for it, like, hopefully they were paying attention to what they asked for.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
They like visual stuff, and they were super visual. It's actually funny. Like, in the video, like, basically, it's talking about, like, Adam and Eve, right? And it's like, well, God told Adam and Eve to do something, but they decided to do something else. And, like, it's like these stick figures, essentially, and, like, the Adam stick figure, like, flips off. I was like, what?
They're a little too visual at this point. It's for kids.
One of my girls was like,
shoot me.
Yeah. So that was funny.
That's awesome.
But Beamer came with me, and she was a big help.
And yeah, she been up there, like, she helping with that? Because I was thinking you were going to have her, like, do stuff last year.
She helped a little bit last year, and then the fall semester she didn't do much, but, like, this semester she's back, so.
Okay.
So that's good. What else? Oh, there was a bird that we saw.
Who's we?
Like, the kids and I, like, literally inside the church.
Oh, in the church.
Yeah. We thought it was a bat at first because it was flying right towards us. And I grabbed a bat, and it was a whole, like, ordeal. But
thought it was a bat. Grabbed a bat.
Yeah.
Rat-a-tat.
Yeah. Ta-ta-ta. But it was safe. It was cool.
It's good. Yeah.
Then I had life group, which is cool. And now I'm heal. So.
Heal.
So, yeah, it was solid, man. That was a good day.
Right on.
By the grace of God, I'll tell you what, man. Good day.
Blessings on blessings on blessings, huh?
Look at what he did.
Flu's going around.
Oh, it's really going around.
Flu is going around. People are closing schools.
I heard about that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Truly.
Dude, truly.
Truly.
I heard somebody in the hallway say, like, their high school is closing school for, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. One of the girls that's student teaching, it's a PE major, so she was at the PE club deal. She said that her school is canceled for the rest of the week. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then Jeremiah's fiance, her school's canceled. In Bethany.
My goodness.
So, I didn't know it was that. Yeah, the flu's bad, but, like,
yeah.
What?
School bad, yeah. That's another level.
Now, if they were flooding the streets with vomit, so the cars were sliding, that would make sense to me.
Uh-huh.
It's like a snow day, but it's like a puke day.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing.
Rare, but.
I get that. Like, rare, like, granted, but.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You know? I guess it spreads. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Puke day, gosh. Just the image of, like, carrots and just like
carrots in the roadway.
I know.
Oh. There's a fork in the road.
Literally, like,
someone threw it up. They ate it.
Yeah. Don't. Chew your food, kids.
Chew your forks, kids.
Oh, man. Gosh. Dude. Gosh.
Got the flu?
Yeah.
Swine flu? Bird flu?
Probably bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, like, Alex Smith thing, though.
Yeah?
What the heck? That was crazy.
He got demoted.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chief, now he's just a redskin.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we're learning about how to be less racist, right?
Sure. Nah.
It's fine.
We actually talked about that whole thing in one of my classes today.
Redskins?
Yeah, the whole Redskins. Because they're taking away, like, the Cleveland Indians. They're changing
their Yeah, I Redskins. Heard about that. To just the C, I guess.
Yeah, or Chief Wahoo.
Just really super boring, personally. Like, are they even the Indians anymore?
Nah, they're just like...
Or are they just like the Cleveland Seas?
Cleveland Baseball Club.
Like, Cleveland Club. Baseball.
So... Cleveland, BC, man. But yeah, and so, I mean, a lot of people run the Redskins to do it, but Darren Snyder's a billionaire and won't, so.
No.
He basically.
Piss off.
But yeah, man, that's crazy. Huh.
It is kind of funny that it's like a racial slur and like it's still just commonly fine for it to be a football team.
Yeah, the Redskins got win over the Eagles. Yeah,
exactly. It's just like, what year is it? And is it bad that I'm like against changing it? Like,
I mean, I guess like we kind of talked about it. Like, I don't know. It's just something like. Cause I hear that as well. Like, I've just grew up with Redskins.
Exactly. Like, I feel like to a point it's just so accepted that it's like, it's not even racial anymore. Like, yeah. It's just like a different thing.
And like, I don't know. There's this, we talked about how like, you know, there's a certain amount that we should care and there's a certain amount that like we should be offended by. Like, we shouldn't necessarily be offended by because like we're not in that thing. How much we should care about it. And like, I don't know. It's such a weird situation.
Yeah, that is odd. What up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
This is a busy night. We got two guests.
I know. It's crazy. What? Say hello to the world.
The world.
You gotta eat the mic, man. Gotta
eat the mic. What?
Gotta eat the mic.
Ah.
No, it's one.
The world.
The world.
Yeah.
Itself. It's an entity.
Exactly. Okay. It's a corporation.
It's a corporation.
People helping people. Oh, message. Message. Message.
Only if your phone's on vibrate.
Bing. Badoop. Four crockpots, my goodness.
Excuse me?
Berlin needs four crockpots.
Oh, Chelsea has a crockpot.
Oh, there you go, that's one. We don't.
And Jonathan's a crockpot.
That's racist. But whatever.
Not sure. The Redskins are racist. I get that. Are those yours?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can have some.
Fair game.
Oh, really?
Adam said they're free game.
Oh, truly.
Yeah. Dude, truly.
Truly.
Oh, my goodness, Brittany. It's fun.
Anyways.
Yeah, Redskins, bro. I don't know. It's weird. At a certain point, like... They probably should change it, but they're not going to for another 20 years at least. So, and they've been fighting this battle since like the
80s. Okay, do you want them to change it?
Oh, man. I do, but not as much as some people do. Like, I don't know. Because, okay, like, my thing is, and I need to look this up because I need to like back up my sources or whatever. But I heard that like 90% of like actual American Indians, Native Americans,
watch baseball or football,
or aren't actually offended.
Yeah,
with it. And so I'm like, well, if they're not offended, I'm not going to be offended for them.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I'm standing up for nobody in this situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if that's actually true, then I mean, and like, there's so much so much money to spend on rebranding, too.
That's true.
Like, I guess, so.
Which can be good for your organization. Like, if you're a struggling, like, the Wizards changed to Sporting KC, and, like, their fan base blew up.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if you're already the Redskins, like, you're an NFL team, like, you're doing okay.
Yeah. So, honestly, like, I can see them doing it anyway in the next 20 years, but, I mean... Yeah.
It's just kind of hard to see it from that angle, because it's like, you know, if they had like a Cleveland Crackers, and like it was like a stereotypical white guy with a water bottle or something like that, like, I don't think I'd be offended, I'd just be like, it's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about it, I guess, but whatever.
Why is he wearing socks with sandals?
Like, I don't understand. Like, what's that Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Sunscreen on his arm.
Is he holding a 401k? Is that what that is?
He has glasses that are bifocals, but
and a visor.
Yeah.
Oh, white people.
Yeah. But hey, you guys are the majority, so it'd just be funny. We'd just laugh at you guys. You
know? I know, and that's another, like, I don't know what it'd be like. You know, it's hard to see it from that angle because it's like. I mean, in America, white people are the majority, so what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be like a, like an African soccer team named the Crackers.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Uh-huh. It'd be a white guy with like a really pointy nose and small lips.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievably like small pencil lips.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Just as European as possible.
Uh-huh. Little beady eyes.
That'd be funny.
It's good. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah. How's, how are, things with Chels?
Good. I haven't seen her in, like, forever, but good.
Good. Yeah.
It just kind of sucks. She's, like, busy, and I'm, like, not that busy, and then, like, she always has, like, different stuff planned, and, like, I don't schedule things, so she just, like, keeps planning stuff with other people, and I'm like, if you could plan something with me, that'd be cool, but, like, whatever.
You pencil me in a 3 to 8?
It's fine, like, yeah. Okay.
Was she at the pizza, obviously, Pencil Ranch?
No,
Pencil
no. Ranch. Funny thing. So she wasn't feeling well today. It's, you know, that time of the month.
Right.
And so, fair enough, like, you do you. But, like, she set up the whole deal. Like, she talked to Pizza Ranch, and then she had to do, like, the advertising for it, like, on campus. Wow. And, like, do all that. So she was kind of, like, in charge of the deal. And then she was like, yeah, not feeling so hot, but I'm still going to go. And I was like, well, you shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
You should just not go. Like, that would be better for you. And, yeah. But, like, her teacher, one of her classes that she's in, was like, hey, if you go every hour, you get 10 bonus points. And I was like, that's ridiculous extra credit. I was there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, that's 40 points. And so, like, basically, I went to this teacher who's a friend of ours, and I was like, hey, Miss Lise, Chelsea's not feeling well, and she doesn't want me to be here because she told me not to do this, but I'm doing it anyways. Yeah, she's not going to make it tonight. Like, so can I potentially work in place of her and get her her points?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I mean, I guess.
Thank you.
And so I was like, deal. So I think that's how that worked out, hopefully.
Good.
But, yeah, basically I went there and worked for 4 hours. Chelsea didn't have to work at all.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it was a good time. They're super slow. We made like $130 total.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 12 people working for 4 hours.
That's so.
Yeah, like if we would have all just got like a minimum wage job and worked for like 4 hours individually, I mm-hmm. think we would have made more money than that. But
it's fine.
It's fine. Like.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Fundraisers are tough, though, like, because, like, those are good ideas, but
sometimes. Yeah, like, it's, just, like, it not, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
But, like, there was, like, 50 people, like, customers
mm-hmm.
the whole night. And so I was like, well, this is a bit slow.
Yeah. That's funny.
And so we had, like, a little tip jar they could put stuff in,
mm-hmm.
and then we also got, like, 10% of every meal or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. So what are y'all raising money for?
PE club.
Oh, okay.
So basically it just goes into like a big old pot for us to like be able to, you know, pay for like t-shirts for whatever yeah. or send people to conferences and stuff. But
that's cool.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like I just haven't seen her lately. Like we hung out Saturday, but that was at her cousin's house for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. So that's, like, no actual time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I haven't actually hung out with her since last Thursday.
Oh, wow. So a week from now. Yeah, yeah,
a week. Yeah, a week.
Dang. Yeah.
So that's been lame.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Yeah.
We cool.
Yeah. I have a similar club for like communication.
Yeah.
Called the Comcats. I know. Kind of a lame name, but yay. Not my thing. I'm actually like part of a recruiting team.
Ooh.
Because like I'm the only guy. And so I'm like, hey, you can, yeah, you know.
Do you have to be a comm major?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But I didn't know this. It's like four different types of comm majors. Like, minus like the mass media people.
Really?
Yeah. There's like the PR or comm, like me. Get the interpersonal. Mm. Then you have like rhetoric, which is weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. But I've recruited two guys so far. Hey. Jacob Peterson and some other kid.
Nope. So, Jacob Peterson. What a goofball.
He really is, man.
We'll have to have him on as a guest.
Oh, dude.
He'd be a great guest.
He would be. He'd love this.
Oh, he would.
You know he doesn't sleep till like 2 a.m.?
Really?
Yeah.
He would soak it up.
Oh, I know. He was we were playing 2K, and he's like, yeah, I don't sleep. Dude.
Yeah, he told me that. That's right. Mm-hmm. We were at Mahesh's birthday party. He was like, I just can't sleep well. I was like, I would kill myself.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that was like the first probably 14 years of my life. I didn't sleep very well, man.
14?
Yeah. I didn't sleep until like I got tired, which was like in high school and like doing football and like band and all that stuff.
Jeez.
When I got busy. And I feel like that's like part of being a man. Which, like, going to bed tired, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, but, like, when I was a kid, and, like, I didn't really use my energy, and, like, I didn't do much, and...
It was, like, 3 a.m., you're like, hee hee hee.
Yeah.
Hee
hee. Yeah, man, a lot of... But that's all right, though.
Donald.
Psst, Donald.
Hee
hee. Yeah, my brother, like, Donald loves sleep, and I just like, Donald.
I believe it. Donald looks like a man who loves sleep.
Mm-hmm. Loves nap, man. And then I get up super early, too. I always be the first person.
4 a.m. Hey, what's breakfast? I'm having cereal. Made it myself. Dude, Honey crunches the votes.
Love the sunrise, man. I'd wake up, like, before dawn. And then be like, it's still dark out, I don't like this. And then the sun will come up like, oh, thank God. It's fine.
You're like, it happened again. Whew.
I know. It's like, how does it end? Like, So.
That's hilarious.
What about you? How's a kid, man?
I think I slept probably as a kid as much as I sleep now, which is bad.
No, it's fine, man.
I've just always just slept a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, I used to not be able to sleep, like, in a lot, but, like, I would, like, I'd be up at, like, 8, not, like, 6.
Yeah.
But I would go to bed at, like, my parents would make me go to bed at, like, 9.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, go to bed. And I'm like, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, I'm in the sheets, you know, zonked. And then, like, you know, 8 a.m. rolls around. I'm like, all right, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, now, and then, like, got into high school and suddenly I could sleep until 1 p.m. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what that kind of coming of age meant, but it was a good thing.
Yeah.
It was also a bad thing. My Saturdays were short.
Dude, that's for real though. Like, if you wake up like 2 p.m. on a Saturday, the day's gone.
Like, well, might as well go to sleep and wait till Sunday.
Yeah. So, yeah, for real. That's a good point.
But I guess it also comes with staying up a lot later.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, when you're a little kid, you go to bed at 9 because your parents told you to go to bed, and you say, okay.
Yeah.
And then when you get into high school, you're like, I do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rebellious. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the one part of your life that you can control. Mm-hmm. So it's like you just take full advantage. I'm going to stay up super late.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I didn't sleep in high school. That was horrible. I'd go to bed at like 2 a.m. and get up at like 6.
Oh, yeah. I mean, high school kids are invincible. Like,
truly, like they are. That's why in World War II we sent them all off, bro. Get out there, fight for your country.
You're a junior, dude. You're in great shape.
You're in great shape. You need like 1 hour of sleep.
Yeah.
You can function fine.
That's very true, man.
Just hit him with a granola bar.
Dude, I feel like that was like such people, was, like so many people in high school.
Oh, it was everyone in high school. There was no one, like if someone said they got a lot of sleep in high school, they were a liar.
Like it was like Kara Herman and like no one else. Oh.
And I still don't believe her.
Girl loved to study. Oh, man. I remember Nick Mert, like, or I think it was Nick Murtis. He told me once that he would, like, almost every night, like, stay up to 2 a.m. just looking on his phone, and then wake up at, like, 5 a.m., which is just, like...
That kid is something, man.
Yeah.
We were, like, friends. His dad coached my first soccer team, and so, like, I knew him from the time I was 4 on.
Yeah.
And we were, like, friends, like, back in the day. And then, like, suddenly, like, somewhere in middle school or high school, I think he decided he hated me. And I don't know when that happened, because, like, as far as I was concerned, we were still friends. And then one day, he was just, like, dissing insults, and I was like, okay. So I don't know what happened here, but whatever. So I don't know if he felt abandoned by me, but maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
That was funny. Dude, like, I still remember the first time I recognized you. So, like, it was 8th grade in our science class. We were actually in the same science class, 8th grade. And
Miss Dottima?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the blonde chick, Miss Dottima.
She's a dime.
Yeah. She could see worth a thing, but she's a dime.
Truly.
Truly. But, yeah, she was, like, literally legally blind. It was weird. She had, like, super good contacts. But that's besides the point. I remember you thinking to me, I remember thinking to myself, like, man, that kid's kind of annoying, but I see, says a lot of jokes. Like, you're, I remember, like, you, I forgot, like, the table that you were sitting at, you just cracked jokes for, like 40 minutes, and I'd be like, man, like, he's kind of annoying, but at least he's, like, at least he's keeping the...
At least he's keeping it rolling.
Yeah. Doing what he do.
That's so hilarious. That's so funny. That was a dickhead in middle school. Yeah. It was so stupid. I specifically remember, like, my 7th grade writing class. We, like, every day we had, like, this, like, write a short story.
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, the warm-up or whatever, you know? Like, you come into class and you write a short story, and then, like, so, like, she had a couple people read them, and then you get started with actual class.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, every day I would just write these, like, straight crackhead tales about, like, some, like, dinosaur, and then he, like, turned into a platypus and, like, ate a trash can, and then, like, he befriended this cat, and then they, like, flew away on a TV, and just, like, none of it made sense. And every day I was just like, let me read mine. Like, let me tell everyone how dumb I am.
Can I read mine, ma'am?
Yeah, like, because, I mean, it was, up, like, it was up for grabs. Like, she would always have, like, 2 or 3 people read them.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, I always read mine.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think, oh, man, this is the most awkward thing ever. One day, I was, like, sitting there, and, like, it was, you know, pre-class, so... I was, like, probably right. It's, like, started my story because I had to get a good, you know, half page or a page in because my story was always better than everybody else's, even though it was actually worse than everybody else's. She was, like, in the hall, and then she, like, comes in and, like, closes the door, but she was still, like, talking across, like, through the window at the science teacher. And so then I said something about, she's, like, got to get her flirt on. Like, aloud to the whole class. And she, like, turns and looks, like, me dead in the eye, the most angry face, and was just like, never say that again. And I was like, oh! I think I crossed the boundary.
That's funny.
It was so awkward, because I'm pretty sure she was married. And so, like, I don't know if I stumbled upon something or what, but hey... It was strange. And then I had her again in high school. Because she moved schools. That was weird.
Yeah. Do you remember her name?
Miss Winger.
Oh, Winger, yeah!
Yeah.
I've only heard horrible things about her.
Really? I actually liked her. She was a great, she was a nice lady.
Oh, good.
She liked me, other than the time I called her out on cheating and flirting with the science teacher. But I mean, he was a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
He was basketball coach.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was a nice dude.
Yeah, good looking man. Yeah, good he teacher. Was young.
Yeah, he was nice. He was mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah, dude. Gosh. What was the name of that one, like, sixth grade English teacher that everybody used to make fun of? Okay, because, like, she would, like, type. And,
oh!
Like, you know what I mean?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Mrs. White, but that's not right. Like,
Oh, my gosh.
People say, like, once you type, she would, like, shake weird.
That's, she did, bro. She was a crackhead. Oh, Miss Wild. That's Thank it. You. Oh,
Miss Wild. Gosh. People, like, wait, because, like,
did you have her?
I had her, I think the last little bit of seventh grade that I was there.
Oh.
Because people were just, like, I saw people just, like, doing this. And I was, like, I looked at her, and she was, like, doing it. Oh, my goodness.
Bro, kids are entirely ruthless. Oh, yeah. It's so funny.
Oh, man, it was good. Yeah.
She would sit there and type, and her head would just shake forward and backwards. Yeah. Oh, just closer and further from her monitor just very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was weird, man.
I forgot about her. I was trying to think of the other one for a minute.
I saw the one lady who, like, wore, like, who had like, a real, yeah, and just terrible, like, fashion sense.
Yeah, she was, like, a bigger lady, and she just wore some wonky clothing.
I think I had her as well, and she wore one time, it was, like, a blouse, but also with Hello Kitty socks, and, like, you know me, I don't have a fashion sense, but
right.
I was like, I hate that, like, that's bad.
You're like, that together does not work, and I know it.
Yeah. It was just, I remember that.
What was her name?
Gosh. Come on, think.
I don't think I'm going to remember this one.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was in her class my sixth grade year, I think. And there was this kid. I'm sure you remember him. I think he was still there. Sat in front of me, and we always encouraged him to eat paper.
Oh, yeah!
Because he would. And his name was Adam Deason.
Adam Deason, thank you. And
he was a beautiful boy. Oh, man, I loved that. He did the Naruto run.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yep, the hands back, bent over, straight, just booking it through the holes. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yes, I remember
that. The kid was a gym.
He did his own thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time. It was so fun.
Adam Deason, yes.
We were like, you won't eat this paper. He's like, bet. And we, like, give it to him, and he would just devour it. like he wanted it. Like, it was a cheeseburger. Like, it was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we would just, like, feed him something else. Like, here's a napkin. Like, I don't think you'll eat it. And he was like, yeah, bet.
He actually didn't want to eat it.
Bro, the kid was a dumpster. Like, he would just chew up anything, just put it away.
Oh, my goodness.
And the teacher would get on to him, that angry lady with bad style.
Yes.
She would be yelling at him. She'd be like, Adam, quit it. And then we had this other kid in our class. Middle school was hilarious. Oh, man. Named Reggie. You remember Reggie?
Go ahead.
Reggie was the biggest goon, bro.
He was the first kid I connected with. I remember thinking, okay, this might be a cool kid.
Oh, man. I feel like that's fair. Like, he was like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was just unbelievably odd. Pretty sure he had the skinniest legs in the world. And he had, like, duck feet. He walked like this.
Did you ever have Mrs. Straka? She was an eighth grade social studies teacher.
Okay. I don't think so.
So I was in the class with Reggie for that year, and like every time she would say conquistadors, he would bust out laughing. He'd be like conquistadors, and just like that was the most hilarious thing.
Dude, that kid was derpy. Like he's like that word's kind of like out like decommissioned, but like he is derpy.
That's very true. He's very derp. Oh my
god. I'm pretty sure I saw him at like a high school football game once, and he just looked like he was not well. Oh. Like, like he just chose the wrong path at some point, and I don't know what he was on, but it was something.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was in that class with Adam Deason, same class. Things would get wild, bro. And the teacher would always say his name so long. She'd be like, Reggie. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But every time.
That's weird. That's creepy.
It was. Mm. And then, so it stuck with me forever. But one time when she said it, he was fed up with it. And he was like, lady, you say my name with more hang time than Michael Jordan.
That's a beautiful joke.
Like, I know, it's always stuck with me. And so every time I hear the word Reggie, that's what I think of.
Think of Michael.
Like Michael Jordan.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness, man. Dude, that was some good times.
Do you remember Lauren Allen?
Lauren Allen. I feel like
he was the other kind of odd kid.
I feel like I've heard of that name.
Who's like Adam? But a little different.
Didn't they like almost fight once?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting to. They were both in my gym class once.
I was in that gym class.
You were in that gym class?
That was a good time.
Oh my gosh. There's so many stories from middle school.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. I think middle school was definitely a better time for me than high school.
Yeah?
Yeah. High school, I just walked around silent with my headphones in.
What did you listen to all the time? What was, like, your high school jam?
That's a great question. I should look through my iPod. Because that's what it was. I think I had an iPhone at some point. But I think a lot of the time in high school I was using my iPod still. I think I was rocking the pod.
Yeah.
iPod Touch. So at the right angle it looks like a phone, but it wasn't. I have no idea. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a lot of, like, you know, Don't Lose Yourself and stuff like that.
Of course, yeah.
You know, some classic.
This isn't him, but I feel like this would be like a 2018 Adam Deason. What do you think?
Oh.
I don't think it is him, because it's not his last name, but.
No, it's not him, but I hope so.
Yeah. I feel like he could turn out that way.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I assume he's in prison.
Oh, Adam?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd see it.
There's another kid I assume is in prison. His name is Gavin Spikes. I knew him in elementary school. And he was always just really loud and disrespectful. And one time he blew chunks.
Oh.
Just mid-class. First person I ever saw throw up at school. Favorite day ever. He stood up. He said, I have to go to the bathroom. Teacher said, we just went. He said, I got to go to the bathroom. Teacher said, sit down. He said,
oh my goodness.
It was amazing. The janitor came in, smelled horrible. Oh, jeepers.
Oh, gosh. That's funny. Oh, my goodness.
Huge Georgia Bulldogs fan.
Really?
Yeah. Funnily enough. I don't know where he got that, but he was on it. And I think he moved away.
Do you think he went to the University of Georgia?
I hope so. But he always wore a Michael Vick jersey.
Did he look like this?
Yes. That is him.
Yeah.
Did you find him on Facebook?
Yeah.
Is he in prison?
He's actually... Looks like he's doing well for himself. Sharp kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What is...
Truly.
Bro, Facebook is such a dime for this.
I know. I really appreciate it.
What does his profile say here? Oh, nothing. Looks like maybe last time he updated, he was in high school. Unless he's playing college football, but he's way too small for that. So. Or at least he was in second grade.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, good for him. That's nice. When are these pictures posted? 2016, okay. I mean, they're
very recent.
A year old or so, but... That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look up Lauren Allen.
Lauren
Allen.
L-O-R-N. Oh, it was Lauren. It wasn't. I was playing Lauren. That's
no, his name is Lorne. Oh, that's
oh
him.
Yes.
Looks like he hasn't updated a thing.
Yeah, that's sad. I remember him. He used to get bullied a lot, gosh.
I wonder if he did go to prison.
Still a KU fan, though.
That was 2012.
Yeah, it's been quiet. He's been quiet.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if he went to prison. I could see him going to prison.
You're friends with him?
I think so. I punched him in the stomach once.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was in, I don't even remember. It was like shop class in middle school. Did you ever have that teacher? Well, I don't remember what his name
was. Oh!
Super weird guy with a chin strap, always inappropriate. I feel like that was a good description.
Oh my goodness, I cannot remember. Oh, God.
Bro, he was always pushing the boundaries for middle school teachers.
Oh my goodness.
Like, he'd be a great college professor, probably, yeah. But like, as far as middle school teacher, I was like, I don't think you're allowed to say the F word in here. That doesn't make sense.
I forgot about him hard.
Dude, he was always breaking rules. I just never understood what was happening.
It's hilarious.
But yeah, anyways, Lauren walked up to our table and he was just on some next level stuff. And he was pushing my buttons in all the wrong ways.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, buddy, go sit down. And he was like, meh, 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 meh. And I was like, all right. Here we are.
Here we are.
And then I was sitting. I was sitting down, and I just punched him in the stomach. And he goes, and I don't know if he fell over, if he just held his stomach for like an hour, but
yeah.
Either way, no one said a word.
He did like to push buttons.
Oh, very yeah. True. And after that, I think he was fairly nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't think we had any issues.
Interesting. I forgot about him. Yes. Gosh.
Who else should we look up for middle school?
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that's good. You remember Christian Eubanks?
I remember the name.
Okay, it wasn't this kid.
Not that guy.
He was like a 6'2 black guy. Probably some freak athlete right now. So,
middle school was quite a time.
It really was, man. Gosh.
Did you go to the 8th grade dance?
Oh, no. I was too lame for that.
Yeah, same.
Wish I had friends. Not playing. Honestly, it's like, those kind of things make you who you are today, so.
What, not having friends in 8th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know. I didn't have friends in 8th grade. I don't think I did.
I'm trying to think. Who do we go to middle school with?
Do you don't remember what Reggie's last name was, do you?
I'm trying to think. I want to see if he has any mutual friends.
For some reason, I want to say Reggie Hall, but I don't think that's right. And then I want to say Reggie Miller, but isn't that like a famous...
That's a very famous basketball player.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh,
Oh, was it Holmes?
That's, I'll try it.
Reggie Holmes?
The priest? No.
For some reason that sounds right. You thought you found him, but you definitely didn't. Or did you?
Well, you know, I think we're close. Chilling with some, you know.
I mean, that's not him.
Yeah.
I hope that's where he's at. That's adorable. Remember Christian Boyles?
Christian Boyles. Gosh, I wonder where he's studying.
I don't know. I want to say he was studying like criminal something.
Let's see, McKendree University in Illinois. Wow.
Yeah, he went everywhere. He went to wrestle.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
The kid was a machine, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He would eat you alive.
He was really good on the football field, honestly. I appreciate him.
Really?
Made me a lot better.
Yeah. He's a good football player?
Oh, yeah. He knew how to use his hands really well.
Well, yeah, he was a wrestler, so. I think he won state.
He did.
In wrestling, so.
Yeah.
Do you remember Cole Foley?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Cole Foley was my idol in elementary school. I thought he was the coolest kid alive.
He's got a kid?
Does he?
No, this might be the wrong person.
Yeah, it's not him.
Okay.
Cole Foley grew to be about 5'8". So, he got to be my size. Then he turned into a hick.
Mm-hmm.
And got a tribal tattoo, like a sleeve tribal tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, which was just a bad choice, for being honest. And the last pictures I saw were him just drinking with his mom. And I was like, where are you at? Like, like, what's happened?
Are you friends with him?
I think I'm friends with him on Facebook, yeah.
Mm.
Or at least I was. Unless he deleted his Facebook or something, but yeah, last I saw, he just wasn't doing so well. Which is disappointing.
Yeah,
I thought the world of that kid. I thought he was going to be a professional football player.
He was a pretty good athlete, honestly.
He was really good, but then he just never got any taller, and then he was literally my size.
Yeah.
Like, him and I are probably weigh the same amount right now.
Honestly, that's probably a fair assessment.
And he went from, like, you know, in, like, 7th, 8th grade, dating, like, the hottest girl in school to, like...
And not, yeah.
He moved, and then I saw, like, on his Facebook that he was just dating this one girl, and I was like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe she's nice, but, like... She doesn't look like it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Andrew Davis?
That guy was a stud, bro.
He really was. Yeah, and he's such a nice guy. Like, he's still such a nice... Okay, remember that one time that you, Emily, and I went to the gym? Like 2 breaks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. And he was like, hey, man, hey, Pierre, how you doing?
Yeah, I remember that.
Still a nice guy.
See, I, like, never talked to him, so I always just thought he was a douchebag.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, the classic douchebag.
Yeah. He's got a great douchebag face. I mean.
Yeah, he does. And I mean, he's cool enough to be a douchebag, so, mm-hmm. like, at that point, like, good for him. I'm not cool enough to be a douchebag. Like, if I was a douchebag, I would just be just, like, a douchebag. If he was a douchebag, he'd be like, well, he's a douchebag, but at least he's cool. But yeah, he was going places. He, like, went to the Air Force.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Did something with his life.
Look at Alvin Sika.
Yeah.
That kid's a legend, bro.
Dude, I remember he was the only guy in like in our in the entire band who would get away with touching girls' butts, and they would just laugh. Like he was so non-threatening.
He really was. He was like a teddy bear, or like a teddy bear.
A Mormon teddy bear.
Little Mormon teddy bear. Out on his mission. Now.
Oh, he's doing his mission?
I think so.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I forgot, like, they do that, though. Like, they basically take, like, 2 years off and just, like, live life. Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And they, like, I don't think they can have phones.
Really?
I don't think so. And I think they just, like, write letters. And, like, if they want to communicate, like, they'll write you a letter.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, I don't know. It's a whole different world.
Yeah.
Go off with their holy underwear and, holy underwear, you know, a notebook to write letters from. And,
uh-huh,
I don't know. See you in a couple years.
Yeah.
That's wild.
What a time to be alive. But, gosh. Flu season, man. It's everywhere.
You ever seen the Dead Poets Society?
Dude, it's such a good movie.
I just started it.
Oh, man, you're going to enjoy it.
It's pretty good so far. I've got like an hour left, maybe.
Yeah. Honestly, it's some of like Rob Williams' best work, and like the supporting actors are just like, mean. They don't, yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So, I was like, I saw it on Netflix. I was like, all right, deal. Like, I'll watch it. I'll give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so far I'm not upset with it.
Yeah.
Because I started watching Into the Wild.
Okay.
But then I was like, oh, I've seen this before. I think we watched it in class sometime.
Into the Wild. What's that one about?
It's about the guy that, like, runs away. And, like, he, like, graduates from college, but he was looking to go to, like, Yale or something for law.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or Harvard. He was looking to go for, like, to Harvard Law School. And his parents were like, yeah, do it. And then he was just like, yeah, bye. And then he just, like, left and drove out to, like, California or Arizona.
Yeah.
And then hitchhiked up to Alaska,
mm-hmm,
and then he like goes out into the Alaskan wilderness. But it's interesting.
Yeah,
and I think it's a true story.
That's cool.
So he just kind of like left everything to just do his own deal, which I was like, well, I mean, props, I guess.
Yeah,
it's neat.
It'd be cool. I'd rather do it like the way your dad did it, or like I move out somewhere and just get a job and like live life.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, hitchhiking and essentially being homeless, but...
Right.
Whatever. I mean, laying my life.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there was, like, a scene where he just, like, burns his money.
Dang.
And I was like, why are you, like...
Could use that.
I mean, I get it, I guess, but why didn't you, like, just, you know, buy a few ham sandwiches and eat them? And then not have any money? Like... I don't know.
Yeah. That's funny. The best, I guess, like a really good movie I've seen lately is called 10 Cloverfield Lane. That's some scary stuff, man.
10?
Yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Okay.
Like an address. It's basically like this guy, it's like a kind of like a apocalypse kind of deal.
Okay.
And this girl like wakes up in this dude's like cellar, and he's like, the air's contaminated, blah, blah, blah. But he's actually just some crazy dude.
He's like, but you have to breathe out of my butthole.
Essentially, yeah, that's kind of plot. Oh, man.
It's the only clean air.
Just, you gotta do it. Dude, now that like someone else has seen the movie... I can say it, but, like, the part in Gangs of New York,
uh-huh,
when Daniel Day-Lewis gets shot, and he's, like, he's going off on the one dude like, that shoots him. He's like, whose man are you? And he calls him the N-word. I was like, wait a second. No.
He's like, hey, he's white. Yeah, he's like, bring him in.
You Irish stupid. Whose man are you? It's like, you, no.
I mean, essentially, he used, like, the new English, like, whose man is this?
Yeah.
Like.
I know, yeah. Whose man is this? Whose man's are you?
Yeah, he just did it, like, way back, like, before it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Whose man is this? Whose man are you?
Oh!
And then he's just like, I'll take your vest and wear it later.
Yeah.
Because it's all bloody. And I was like, what the heck?
Oh, man.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love that actor, bro. He did this
movie. Oh, he did great.
Yeah. He's a freak. He did this movie called My Left Foot when, like, he was, like, a special needs guy. But it wasn't, like, offensive. Like, it was that good that it wasn't, like, offensive or, like you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
Because some people do that. It's just like.
Yeah, like, what's eating Gilbert Grape and, like, Leonardo DiCaprio is just like, brr.
It's like, oh, man.
Like, he did a good job, I guess, but, like, at the same time, I was like, eh, come on, man.
Like, really?
Like, I know you're not like that. Like, yeah. I can tell.
Oh, man. That's, yeah. So, have you seen that movie?
What?
Gilbert Grape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched it in the backseat of Brittany's car on the way to Colorado on an iPad.
Yeah, you told me about that.
So it was like the worst watching environment ever, but like, yeah, and they were like blaring music, and I was like, yeah, pushing my headphones in so I could hear a little bit better.
Yeah. Whose iPad was it?
Brittany's.
Oh.
She had it, I think, as the hotspot for like the car, and yeah. So like people were like using it. And so, like, the internet was slow, and so I was sitting in the back of the car, and they were blaring music, and there were three people in the back seat of this, like, Jeep Cherokee,
yeah.
Or whatever she drives. So it barely fit. My right butt cheek was hanging off the seat, pushed onto the door panel, and then my left butt cheek was, like, sitting on a very hard part of the seat.
Yeah.
And the iPad was small, and it was very loud. But I watched it.
That's good.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
It is.
It was really different, but it was fun.
Yeah, it is very different. Yeah.
Some Johnny Depp stuff, most assuredly.
Definitely doesn't end in the way you think it would.
Yeah, not at all. Twist ending.
Uh-huh. Kicking my mom out, so I just burned the house down.
Yeah. You didn't even give a spoiler alert, so I appreciate that, but...
Yeah,
that was amazing. They're like, we're not going to humiliate it again.
Yeah.
So let's torch our house. I was like, whoa. I think there's other ways to do this, but yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah. It's because you can sell the land, but
yeah. No house on it anymore, but
yeah.
We needed one, really.
All these things.
And then what happened with Johnny Depp and that one girl? Did that just not work out?
Oh, the mom? Or, like, the older lady?
I don't know. That one girl he was, like, kept chasing.
Oh!
And, like, she was, like, living with her mom in, like, a RV or something like that.
I want to say they didn't work out.
I feel like it just didn't work out, which was awkward for the movie. Like, you just don't run into a lot of movies where it's like, here's your main character, and then his, like, love interest just doesn't work, and then he just ends up sad in the end, burning his mama in a house.
Yeah. Like, weird, true. I forgot about that. That was weird.
But yeah, I mean, a good movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I enjoyed it. A lot of good stuff, man. Charlie, another one I've seen lately.
All those, I mean, you've seen, like, a lot of new horror movies recently.
Unfortunately, yeah. Dude, that stuff, bro, after Conjuring 2, like, everything in Clint and I's room was, like, either haunted or, like, I was like, oh, gosh.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it, man.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I'll walk from, like, my bedroom to, to the bathroom. I'm just like, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Like, wow.
I get spooked real easy.
That's how it would have been if I would have watched those, like, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, I don't know what happened between that time, but I think I just turned into a man.
Good for you, yeah.
Like, I don't know. And, like, occasionally something will come up where I'm like, okay, this guy's spooky.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, generally I'm just fine. Like, I, like, we watched, Insidious, I think? Like, the new Insidious, and then, like, I spent the weekend by myself at the farm.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was fine.
Respect.
Yeah. Like, there was, like, one point I, like, looked out the window, and I was like, and then I was like, alright, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, brushing my teeth. I was like, alright, time to go to bed. I just, like, walked in, turned off the lights, and went to sleep.
Nice.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, horror movies are definitely fun with, like, friends and stuff. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah, making fun of them is a great time.
Mm-hmm. No, this is not your house.
No, this is not your house.
My house. My house.
But that part. That, The Conjuring 2 has so many jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable. That was the first horror movie I saw in theaters with Blake and Joel.
Yeah.
I screamed 5 times.
Ding, ding.
Which is fun. Really captured the essence of what a horror film should be. So
yeah.
It was a good time. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, bro, guess what?
What?
We just did our second podcast.
Oh. Nice.